Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Hospital CEO Pat Peters for National Hospital Week. This is part two of a two-part interview. And where are you at with the Stewart Clinic? You might have already mentioned, but...
So with the Stewart Clinic, we've hired an architect, and we've had a couple of meetings down in Stewart to design what that rehab space would look like in terms of treatment rooms, office space, admissions or reception. And so we now, the next step will be to put that out to contractors for bid, and then we would go ahead and start that. I would think that the whole process would probably take us around approximately 9 months to get that done.
And as far as overarching goals, would you like to mention what you'd say they are for 2019?
Right. So right now, the goals that we have here at the hospital that were selected by the board was, first of all, to reduce our EKG turnaround time in the emergency department, our echocardiogram time in the department. And then the second goal would be to increase the overall satisfaction of patients that come to our emergency department. The third would be to increase internal customer service amongst hospital and clinic employees, to better relations and communication amongst our staff, to make it a nicer place to work. And then financially, to achieve a positive operating margin. We do receive tax support from the county, for which we are very grateful, but our goal is to strive to be as independent as we can be. So we've set that as a goal to get as close to that mark as possible. And then the last goal for us, for the hospital, for 2019 is to have the CEO, myself, round with patients, go to the patient rooms and ask them about the service or care that they've been provided with. Are they happy with that? Is there anything we could do to make their stay with us more comfortable or a better experience?
This is National Nurses Week. You mentioned the two nurses that were honored through that state group, but you know, what would you say of the nurses here at the hospital and clinics, and what have you been doing this week to celebrate them?
So actually, we have two very large awards that we will give out next week during Hospital Week to recognize both nurses and CNAs that help provide care to folks on the floor. So to date, we've had 13 DAISY Award nominees. That's for the nurses. And then we had three Sunshine Award nominees for the CNAs. And we will announce the winners of those awards next Thursday, the 16th, at 3:00 in the afternoon. We're going to have a large celebration next week honoring all disciplines in the hospital. It'll be a fun, festive week for us. And the pinnacle will be the announcement of the DAISY Award winner and the Sunshine Award winner.
You mentioned the celebration that sort of also encompasses National Hospital Week, but anything else you'd like to mention about Hospital Week and the importance of these observances?
Sure, yeah. This is a great time for us. It's a big deal here at the hospital. Every year it is, but this year our theme, we are calling this GCH, Guthrie County Hospital Rockstars, is our theme this year. So we've designed a shirt you probably have seen when you've gone to concerts. They'll have the band, name of the band, and then the venues listed on the back. We've kind of done a takeoff on that for our employees to make it a fun week. So on Monday, to get things kicked off, we're going to have staff wearing their favorite music band outfit or t-shirt that day, and then we'll provide a lunch for the staff on that day. Then the next day, Tuesday, it'll be called Throwback Tuesday, so they can dress in their favorite attire from whatever decade they so choose. And then on Wednesday, it's going to be called Wacky Sock Wednesday, which we'll have a contest for that. We're also going to recognize our van drivers on that day. This is a service that we provide here at the hospital that I've not seen in any other hospital that I just love about this place and the people that support the hospital. It's spectacular. So we're going to have that on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're going to have the Rockstar T-shirt reveal day. We're going to have our employees wearing those. So that'll be fun. And, you know, that's that day that we talked about where we're going to have the service awards recognizing people for the number of years of service that they've provided here at the hospital. When they come to a milestone, we recognize those specific employees. The Daisy Award nominee or winner will be announced. The Sunshine Award winner will be announced in the Sneakers Cafe. And then on Friday, it's a patriotic day, so staff will be wearing red, white, and blue that day for the armed forces to show support for our troops. And then we will end also on that day with having an employee breakfast at the Sneakers Cafe. So it'll be a full week of fun and entertainment. And I guess to answer your question, I just think that the first thing we do is we provide it to recognize the work that our staff do day in, day out. Second of all, I think it builds esprit de corps amongst the staff. Lastly, I think it helps us remind us not to take ourselves too seriously and just to enjoy life and one another.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Hospital CEO Pat Peters for National Hospital Week. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.